Now, let's get to the news because there's plenty going around the world of AFL football and your club is firmly in the crosshairs.
Here's RSN's AFL editor, Mark Stevens.
Great button pressing by the hour this morning on Song Ears, and I think it's because there's a chance that Stevo's going to be put under the pump and he wants to be a part of it. Stephen, what have you got for us?
Well, Huff, I think we'll start with, you're speaking of Vicar and Linda Bull, do we call Bull on some of these complaints from the coaches?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm looking at the wage bans. Like, we just need to be careful. I know that they work hard, they're under pressure, they're short-term contracts, but if you talk about some of these wage bans, for instance, assistant coach 150 to 200, the wages have flattened out, then they're probably dipped. But I would have thought, Huff, that mirrors society at the moment. It's pretty tough. I mean, if you look in the media, I know that the wages have flattened out and dipped as well. Some people in the media are on 2 to 3 year deals and fighting for their jobs as well.
You're not. Now, I've been in both of these industries, and certainly not to the degree that the men's coaches are involved in. But you're not seriously talking about the pressure of a media job compared to an AFL coaching job, are you?
Well, I'm asking you the pressure of, say, a second or a third banana assistant coach versus a media job where you, or other jobs in footy or in life.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty similar. If you're out there trying to chase stories or you're working hard to improve your career, you've got a limited time frame, you've got your boss saying that you've got a year to get it right, no matter what you're doing, I think that we just... Look, coaches do a fantastic job. Just need to be careful. I think our listeners out there, if you're on the 150 to 200, that's not too bad.
No, in terms of overall salary, that's a very, very fine salary. No one's disputing that, Stephen. But what they are doing for that and what they are having to do for that as opposed to what they were doing for that and the pressure and scrutiny that comes with that, no one... There's not many jobs in the country that comes with the scrutiny that comes with being an AFL
coach. Well, I agree, senior coach.
There's always internal pressure. Like you talk about media jobs and your boss saying, you've got to get this story by bloody next week or you're dead. There's always internal pressure.
That's why people jump out of bins. There's pressure. They do silly things.
Jump out of bins.
But senior coach, 700 to 800, sure, that's probably... I think that's, most coaches are on more than that.
I don't think that's right. Seniors,
but they deserve every cent. I'm just saying that the assistants, they do a great job, but are you seriously saying that the fourth banana assistant's under severe pressure all the time?
Have you covered this industry for how long?
Yes.
And you're asking that question?
No, I'm asking you in Clubland. Obviously, you're working hard, but you don't cop the heat. At the Bulldogs at the moment, it's Bevo copping the heat.
Yeah, and there's a price that comes with
that.
It's not
other guys, but you can get grouped in with it. I'm just saying, look, I feel for the coaches. I think they should get a pay rise. But let's just think of all the other listeners out there, and people are doing it tough at the moment. So the wages aren't spiralling at the moment, Huff, in general life. So I'd like to put it out to the listeners and think, well, should the coaches just sort of ease back a little bit and take their 200 and keep forging away?
1-300-652-927. Stephen's put it out there on the agenda. Let him know what you think about that. 1-300-652-927.
Because I know you've been half in Clubland, and not all of us have been fortunate enough to do that. You're in an elite environment, a sporting environment. You're helping young people. You can, you know, work, win or loss, and, you know, have some fun as well, I would have thought.
Well, it's a tremendously rewarding job, Tremendously rewarding job. But it's got a lot that no one wants to deal with, trust me. And I've only been involved in the small portion of it. And the situation at the moment, from the story in Jay Clark and the Herald Sun today, is that the cuts to coaching and to staffing in football departments, and we're talking like with 3 rounds in, and Bevo's under the pump, which we'll get to shortly. So the pressure that's involved in these roles is phenomenal. And until you've lived in that, and David Noble said it himself before, until he got in the big chair, he didn't quite understand of what that is and the pressure that comes with
it. Yeah, I agree with that. A senior coach is definitely. I think they're probably underpaid.
So the AFL lost $40.1 million in 2021, turned a $20.7 million profit last year, and there's no more support. There's a $250,000 increase in the football department soft cap, which is clearly not enough.
I think you'd find a lot of the support staff, medicos, physios, have taken a cut.
So yeah.
It is a tough industry. But it's a tough world out there at the moment.
My word, so it is. No one's disputing that. But in terms of pressure on positions, and I know there's jobs out there that have lots of pressure internally and all that sort of stuff, but public pressure, and that's... And you know as well as anyone, Stephen, having covered this industry for 33 years maybe, whatever you say, around here when you're pumping yourself up, that there's nothing quite like it. And the expectation and the involvement from just about everyone out there in the public, it creates enormous stress. Enormous stress. Chris is in Moorabbin. He wants to get involved in the conversation this morning. G'day, Chris.
Good morning, Daniel. Ringing up 2 days in a row. So I rang up yesterday about Jai Simpkin. You wanted to give him two, which I wasn't in a disagreement with. We just wanted consistency, though. And I noticed that last night Charlie Ballard got off because it was unintentional contact.
Oh, mate. I was waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this. I sat on this early doors because I knew this would come up with Stephen, and thank you for getting involved. The game has been done a disservice with that outcome last night. Charlie Ballard getting downgraded from an intentional strike to a careless strike, which means he doesn't miss a week, he cops a fine. That is, in this current environment, let alone the fact that the standards and the expectations in the game and the fans have changed significantly in the last 10 years, that is an absolute joke. The game has been let down by that outcome. We saw a player and who was clearly frustrated, who chose to strike an opponent in the head with his forearm, in the neck with his forearm, which is judged the head, with his forearm. And that was deemed, they were able to get that downgraded from intentional to careless. Now, in any system, let alone my football, non-football act system, that's as intentional as you've come across. If you choose to raise your arm and strike someone in the neck head region, you should be suspended before you even get in the tribunal doors. That is a joke. I'm so disappointed, so angry about that.
Well, Chris will be scratching his head. It's a non-football act, and sometimes you tick your boxes. He does that. Can be random when you get to the tribunal.
I'm so disappointed in that. I could not believe that got downgraded. Even if they have to go and do the whole potential for injury sort of stuff again or make a bit of a stand on it, stop whacking blokes in the head. Elbow, forearm, fist, whatever it is, stop it. We heard Chris Scott the other day talking about the ruck situation and just tell the players what they can't do and they'll do it. Well, if there's no deterrent, they won't because they keep doing stupid stuff like this and getting away with it. I think the game's been done a great disservice and I couldn't be more disappointed.
Well said, Half. What about Nathan Broad?
Thank you, Chris, for your call, by the way. You're in the running for your local footy club. You get a $500 Ross Faulkner pack if you're drawn out on Friday.
Yeah, we'll run over Broad a little bit later, Half, but that was an interesting one as well. They might have been closer to the mark there.
Much better.
What do you think of the NRL Grand Final in Melbourne? I love the idea.
Well, this is a bit of a story that's bubbling around. Did I ask you to remind me about this or somebody else? Like the whole grand final situation in both major codes in Australian football is quite interesting. Like, and I know it's not necessarily unusual, but the fact that we are close enough to a month in, 3 weeks in, to the AFL season and 5 weeks into the NRL season, the NRL don't know where their grand final is, let alone the time of day it's going to be. And the AFL don't know what time of day it's going to be. The biggest showpiece event, the showcase event for the whole calendar, and we don't know what to plan for. Like, what are we running here?
Well, if you're coaching to try and win a premiership, should you know now when the grand final is? Are we trying to win one at night or in day? You should know. That's like halfway through the Australian Open. Say, no, we're going to open the roof now. Well, it'll be a day final.
My word, you should be able to know what's
going
on.
You've got to know what the conditions are to
fight. Spot on, Stephen.
For the cup. But I think the NRL would be fantastic at the MCG.
I'm okay with it. There is a push for the NRL decider the week after the AFL grand final. AFL grand final one Saturday. NRL Grand Final the next week. Fantastic. I'm okay with that. We'll talk more about that through the morning, Steve. We need to get to a break, 10 to 7.
Big story coming up after 7, the Wangaratta story.
Yes.
It's a big one. We've got David Sinclair, the O&M director. He's basically the Richard Goiter of the O&M. He's going to come on and explain. They've lost the flag.
I notice how you yet to address the Bulldogs story. I notice you've done that beautifully this morning, but I'm coming for you, mate. I am coming for you hard.